Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Thank you, Alden, for putting up with our shenanigans. How are you, sir? Always good to talk to you.
Not a problem, guys. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, 2 weeks to go, and that's always kind of an exciting time. What are you looking for from, you know, these teams? Let's say the Dodgers and the Padres. What are you looking for the next 2 weeks going forward? They're both going to be in there. We don't know exactly where they'll land. But what kinds of things are going to make you feel better? What things are you still a little concerned about?
From the Padres' perspective, and they showed signs of this over the weekend, albeit against a historically bad team in the Rockies. But for me, with them, it's been about their offense. And, I mean, you guys have watched this a lot more closely than I have. So correct me where you think I'm maybe not fully accurate, but, like, Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, Manny Machado, the guys making up the top three spots in the lineup, they went weeks without really producing. And so I think it's a big reason why this team didn't really get off the ground. Some great signs from Tatis lately. Jackson Merrill has been hitting a lot better. That's a very welcome sight for the Padres. I mean, obviously he hasn't had the year that we all know that he's capable of. But for them, it's about the top half of their lineup producing at the level that they should. And it's about their rotation. I know, there's some questions with the bullpen with Jason Adam going down, David Morgan going down, but I'm not really worried about their bullpen in October. I still have things that I want to see from their rotation, whether it's from somebody like Michael King or maybe somebody like even like a Randy Vasquez, if he's going to step up and prove worthy of a rotation spot. And for the Dodgers, I mean, it's their bullpen. I mean, it's kind of like the inverse problem between the Padres and Dodgers. It seems as if the Padres, even with Jason Adam out, I think they're going to try to overly rely on their bullpen in October, especially in short series, whereas I think the Dodgers are going to probably try to get creative with those six starting pitchers that they have, because on any given night, and I'm going to be very curious to see how this works out against the Phillies this week, on any given night, I don't know who Dave Roberts trusts to get the last 3, 6, even 9 outs out of the bullpen. And we have 2 weeks left in the regular season, and that continues to be the problem for the Dodgers.
Alden Gonzalez joins us here, ESPN. And Alden, you see both of these teams often. You just kind of went over the team's strengths and weaknesses. I mean, how do you see this playing out? I mean, the Padres two and a half games out. With what, 7 to go, or no, 12 to go, do you think that the Padres can close the gap? Obviously, Phillies are playing the Dodgers this week, but the Padres have Milwaukee the beginning of next week, as well as the Mets this weekend, or this week.
Yeah, Tony, I think like both these teams have pretty tough schedules. The Dodgers have Phillies and Giants, okay, and then I think they play a series in Colorado, and then they finish up in Seattle. Which, like, that's a team that might have a lot to play for still the final weekend of the regular season. Whereas the Padres, they have the Mets this week, as you mentioned, the Brewers next weekend. Oh, by the way, they finish up against the Diamondbacks, I believe.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The Diamondbacks are in a vacuum. They're always like a really scrappy team that never gives up. But like they're on the fringes of a wild card spot, as crazy as that may sound right now. To be honest, and maybe they're going to prove me wrong here over the next 2 weeks, because they're certainly capable of doing that. But in my mind, the Padres have missed their opportunity. I mean, The opportunity was right there for them to close the gap in the division, even take the lead in this division, particularly when the Dodgers went to Pittsburgh and Baltimore about a week or two ago. One, the Padres had a soft spot in their schedule. Like, that's when they could have taken control of the division. The fact that they didn't, and now the Dodgers are getting healthier, and now both teams have similarly difficult schedules. Like, I don't know, man. You tell me if you disagree, but I feel like the Padres missed their shots. And look, I could say the same thing about the Dodgers in that they missed their opportunity to really distance themselves, and they've made this close. But you're talking about 2.5 games now, when you're down to your last 12, 13 games of the regular season. And this is an experienced Dodgers team that knows how to navigate this time of year, knows how important it is to, if you're not getting the number two seed and getting that bye, to host the wild card round. I have a hard time thinking that at this juncture they're going to give it up.
And you got to add to that too, Alden. The Dodgers have the tie break, so Padres actually have to make
up.
Yeah, they had to make up
three
and a half games.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I agree with you. The Padres had their shot, and it didn't happen. So I think they've kind of had to refigure it out now and get back to just trying to play well and, you know, see where the chips end up falling. Alden Gonzalez is with us. Talk a little bit about the season for Mookie Betts. What a weird year. He has never, ever been anywhere close to has, I hate to use the word bad because I really respect how, you know, what a great player he is, but he was flat out bad in July and the whole thing. Now he's got a 19-game on base streak. It seems like he's finally figured it out, and that's bad news for everyone else out there. But how has life been to be Mookie Betts this season?
Yeah, I don't think weird actually does it justice. I mean, think about that. Think about the task he was attempting to take on this year, to be a player in your 30s and to transition to one of the most physically demanding positions at shortstop, a position that he really didn't play full-time until he was in the first year of professional baseball. And the fact that he actually accomplished the difficult thing, and he has turned himself into what many consider, and the metrics back up, to be an above-average defensive shortstop. And the thing that he could always count on, which is being an elite offensive player, is the part that hasn't been there for him until recently, is insane to even think about. I think, and there's been a lot of talk about this from him and from people around Mookie, he had, if you guys remember, a really bad illness when the season began.
We do,
he lost
like
30, 40 pounds. I don't remember what it was. And I think that really played a big part in setting him back, because he began the year without having the strength that he's used to having. And there's a thought that because of that, in trying to make up for that, his mechanics got out of whack. That happened at a time when he's trying to tackle the rigors of playing shortstop and doing extra pregame work on a body that's only getting older. And I think it took him a lot of time to, yes, he put the weight back on, he got his strength back, but to get there and then also get his mechanics synced up again to where he was the Mookie that we remember, that took time. And it's only been until recently that those two things have married. And there were good signs early on in that Mookie Betts was navigating the strike zone really well. He was putting bat to ball at the kind of rate that we're accustomed to, but he just wasn't generating any power. Like, balls that he was lifting to left center that would go over the fence were getting caught near the warning track. There was just, for a long time, it just felt like there wasn't any juice there. But it's clearly back now. And this is the, as a hitter, this is the Mookie that I remember seeing for the last 4 or 5 years. And I'll say this, like, and people on the Dodgers say this often, Shohei Ohtani's going to win another MVP. He is their leadoff hitter. He is a major catalyst. But a lot of people on the Dodgers say that this offense goes as Mookie Betts goes, and especially because he's that right-handed hitter nestled between Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. He is the one that when he is right, he could take that offense to another level. And if he continues this into October, that's going to be a really good sign for a Dodgers offense, who, by the way, and I know I said this about the top half of the Padres order recently, this is a Dodgers offense that has been wildly inconsistent, very much mediocre since maybe the start of July, definitely since the start of August. It's not what you expected from a group like this, but that's what they've been.
No. Alden Gonzalez joins us, ESPN MLB writer. And Alden, we talked a little bit about the Mets. We kind of grazed the Mets, but at this point, they seem to be reeling. And they've pulled every lever that you could possibly think of. They brought up the two young kids. They sent Senga down to try to work on his mechanics. Nothing has worked. Do you think the Mets are toast as the Giants have all of a sudden, you mentioned the Diamondbacks, the Reds, all of these teams that were like five or more games out like a week ago are all within striking distance. Do you think the Mets can close the deal?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, Tony, on paper, when I compare the Mets to the Giants, the Diamondbacks, to the Reds, my thought is, how is this team not well-positioned for the playoffs?
Right.
Like, this is a playoff team. This is I think that, yes, they can close this out because they have the ability to. And Tony, you could speak to this. Like, if you're a player and you want to sort of shield yourself from all the outside noise, but, like, I feel like you hear that talk about, like, are they really going to blow this? And especially, like, when you're playing in a market like New York, where everything is made much bigger than it actually is. Like, that noise around you can be deafening. And I feel like there's a tendency when you're a team in the situation that the Mets are in where you just keep sliding and it doesn't seem as if you could put any stop to it, that there's a real momentum there, right? And, like, it's really difficult to halt momentum like that. And that's, I think that's the challenge of the Mets. I feel like I look at a team like the Giants, like, they've won 14 out of the last 20 games, okay? There's a Giants team that the front office traded for Rafael Devers, and then they played so poorly for a month and a half that Buster Posey and Zach Manassian had no choice but to sell veteran players. They thought this team was not good enough to compete. Hmm. And now, like, they just called up Bryce Eldridge, the top prospect, to play first base. Like, this is a team that's playing with nothing to lose. And that's a scary thing. And I feel like there's a tendency if you're the Mets to get really tight when something like this is happening. And I'll say this, like, and maybe this is recency bias at play here, but when you factor in that the extra playoff spot, that now six teams make it in each league, and you look at the payroll of that team and what they did in adding Juan Soto over the offseason and what they did the year before getting to the NLCS, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, it will go down as one of the biggest collapses in baseball history. It just will. And I think the threat of that is a difficult thing to overcome.
I'm so excited to hear you say that, Alden. I'm going to root extra hard now for the Padres to facilitate that biggest collapse this week. One last quick thing. I know we got a minute or so left, but can you just touch on what Cal Raleigh has done, tying Mickey Mantle, breaking the record for catchers? Is it going to be enough to overhaul Aaron Judge, who's, everyone sees play every day and the Mariners on the West Coast? Or does Raleigh deserve it, the MVP?
I think at this point, Aaron Judge has distanced himself. There was a time there when Aaron Judge's offense fell off and Cal Raleigh really made up ground. But in my opinion, I don't know how the voters are going to side. And I haven't looked at this closely enough to say this definitively, but it seems to me as if there's real distance now between Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. Having said that, though, I mean, I'm glad you brought him up, because what he is doing as a catcher who, by the way, is an elite defensive catcher, okay, who by all accounts does a great job handling that staff, all right, and to be a switch hitter on top of that and to be doing what he's doing offensively, still holding up late in the year, again, even though he's a catcher, it's one of the best, one of the most historic seasons we've ever seen. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't win an MVP, it'll be because Aaron Judge doesn't reside on this planet. and he is a different being. And that's kind of what it took. But, man, how fun is it to be a Mariners fan right now? Those fans, very much like Padres fans, still waiting for that first championship. They have a chance to win their first division in 25 years.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're finally clicking. And Cal Raleigh has been the driving force behind that all year.
Alden, you've been the driving force behind great stuff, baseball stuff all year. You always are. And we love having you on. Thanks so much.
Man, I love that transition. Thank you
so much.
Appreciate
you, Alden.
Doing what I can, Alden. take care, pal. We'll see you soon.
Later, guys.
All right. There he goes. Alden Gonzalez from ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.